Welcome to the Elective Rotation Podcast, Critical Care Pharmacy Minute, where I discuss one critical care pharmacy thought in about 1 minute. I'm Pharmacy Joe of PharmacyJoe.com. In this episode, I'll discuss how to taper a vasopressor infusion using oral midodrine. Midodrine is an oral-administered prodrug of desglymidodrine, an alpha-1 receptor agonist. Midodrine increases blood pressure by increasing arterial and venous tone. In an otherwise stable patient on low amounts of IV vasopressors, I'll consider using midodrine if the usual vasopressor weaning process is not tolerated and the vasopressor infusion is the only thing keeping a patient in the ICU. A popular dosing schedule is to initiate midodrine at a dose of 20 milligrams orally every 8 hours when attempting to wean patients off of a vasopressor. The midodrine dose can be increased by 10 milligrams per dose each day until the vasopressors can be weaned or a maximum of 40 milligrams every 8 hours is reached. It may be reasonable to reduce these doses in the setting of renal failure. The practice of using midodrine to taper off vasopressors is apparently effective, but there's no information published to help decide when and how to taper off the midodrine. The decision to taper would likely be made in a general medical unit where there is less ability to closely monitor a patient's response to a reduction in midodrine dosage. Researchers at Massachusetts General Hospital have a prospective double-blind randomized trial underway of midodrine versus placebo for the treatment of refractory hypotension in patients otherwise ready for discharge from the ICU. The estimated completion date of this study is December 2017. For more information on using midodrine to wean vasopressors, go to pharmacyjoe.com/episode136.